Right. I have Exodus 20, 1 through 3. I'm going to start doing the Ten Commandments. But I noticed something when I was reading through different translations. So I'm going to read a couple different sections of, or versions of verse 3 here. But Exodus 20 starts out with, "And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me." That's the ESV version. But here's a couple different ones. New Living says, "You must not have any other gods before me." Christian Standard says, "Do not have other gods besides me." Contemporary English, "Do not worship any god except me." "Worship not no god but me" is the Good News translation. And then this one was a little odd. It starts out good. It says, Thou shalt not have strange gods before me." It's a little weird. That's the Douay Rheims Bible. I'm not sure what that one is, but I put it in there because it added that little extra strange gods. But here's one that I thought fit the best when I did the study on the original. It says, this is Young's literal translation, "Thou hast no other gods before me," or "You have no other gods." If you can catch the difference here. Some translations use a language that isn't as clear. They almost give room for denying the supremacy and exclusivity of God, while in reality, God is not allowing any wiggle room. The Lord had just judged the gods of Egypt and brought the Israelites out of pagan culture and into a place where they were to be sanctified as a people in the wilderness. As for us Christians, we're led out of slavery to our sin and into being servants of righteousness. Our old ways are judged in Christ's death on the cross. We no longer have room in our lives for false worship, as the Lord has cleared the way, taken up residence in every believer via His Spirit, and written the law on the tablets of our hearts. We have no other gods. The Lord our God is the only one. And this language continues through most of all the Ten Commandments. This is not simply a do this and do not do that list. This is a declaration of who our God is and the list of affirmations and denials that mark the behavior of those who are God's people.